Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon, and today we're going to talk about being stuck and how to get unstuck. And so this is the first podcast of a series of many where I'll be introducing you to various entrepreneurs and their success and unsuccessful stories. And you'll get a chance to take away a bit of their experience, and hopefully it will improve yours. So this is a very free-flowing kind of format, and I'm going to kind of grow it as is, a work in progress, if you will. And today's episode, though, is very special because I think it's the first step towards really putting some action behind your entrepreneurial goals. And so being stuck is, I think, a common problem that a lot of young entrepreneurs face. They have these great ideas, they have these great visions, but they're not surrounding themselves in an environment where it'll help these visions come to life. And thus, they kind of feel stuck. And a lot of us, I'm sure every one of us, have felt that feeling where, you know, mentally you're there, but you just can't move the ball forward. So I'm going to talk about ways that I get unstuck and ways that you might want to try. And if you're listening, please share your own ways to get unstuck. And in the next episode, I'll pick a few and I'll share them. So, you know, priority number one, I think, when you feel stuck in any situation, whether it's a relationship or a business you're working on, I think it's to dig within yourself and decide for yourself, is this what you want to do? You know, life is kind of about those decisions, but when it comes to you making some kind of transition, you really got to do some soul searching to ask yourself, is this what I want to do? And so, you know, for me, that takes sometimes writing it on paper, or sometimes literally looking in the mirror and asking myself and trying to pull myself out of my body and picture myself doing this for the next 10 years, or pursuing this business for the next 10 years, and just kind of, you know, weighing the good and bad, the pros and cons of you making this decision. It's kind of pausing life and giving yourself a moment to make a decision that's rational, that's best for you, maybe best for your family. But ultimately, it's going to be a decision that impacts you and is most important for you. So you want to take a moment to reflect. And I say that's the number one way to get unstuck, because, you know, it's like taking a second to pull out your life GPS. If you don't know where you're going, how are you ever going to get there? And so I think a lot of us hit the ball running with great ideas, but never really set up a plan and never really even decide if this is something I'm willing to commit myself to day in and day out for the next decade. Because, you know, whatever reason, people start and stop things all the time, and you want to minimize that, and you want to really try to make sure everything you start, you finish. And that's a big part about getting unstuck, because when you finish, it is that motivator to continue or to start something new. So you know, doing that soul searching is very, very important. I think that's where each and every one of you listening should start, in asking that first simple question. Are you willing to commit? Is this something you are willing to do? All right. And then secondly, you want to try to surround yourself with the right people. So you want to try to find other people that are in the business, that are positive, that can give you some reinforcement, and not just in the business, but around the business of what you're doing. So if I am a limo driver, or I'm sorry, a luxury transportation company owner, I might want to get around mechanics, because mechanics can help to not only, you know, educate me on the things I need to do to take care of my fleet, but they have some sense of, you know, the transportation industry and business, and they might be able to share some tips with me. And other business owners, get yourself surrounded by other business owners who deal with some of the things you do. I always tell people that, you know, it's important that you show people your dreams, not tell them about them. You know, if you're a model and you're always talking about, oh, I'm modeling, I'm going to model, 9 times out of 10, the people around you are kind of looking at you like, you know, so big deal. But when they see you on that billboard, they're going to come up to you and say, wow, I see you modeling. And, you know, let your work kind of speak for itself. But, you know, I digress in saying amongst your peers, you want to kind of prove that your work is worthy of the industry that you're in and that you can count on and build good relationships with people. I think that's just super important. I mean, when you talk about being stuck, let's see, when you're stuck in the mud and you're in a car, how do you get out? You get people to come and help lift that car out. And so that's what you want to do. You want to build yourself a powerful network of people that can help lift your business up at any given time you feel stuck. Or maybe collaborating with them can inspire some interest in you to work harder on your business. So think about that as well. Third, you want to definitely incorporate some kind of gratitude in your life, a way of showing the universe that you are gracious for everything you have received and everything you will receive. So that might be taking a moment to give back to young people and educate them in things you're an expert on. That may mean, you know, joining a community cleanup once a week or once a month that you know is happening in a community that needs it. That may mean, you know, visiting a soup kitchen in a church to hand food to homeless people as a way of just showing the universe you are gracious. You know why? Because with that feeling of stuckness comes depression and sadness, I think, for a lot of entrepreneurs, and they wonder how they can get rid of that feeling. Well, it's really service. It's giving back to others. It's showing that besides all the money you make and the things you have going on, you can come down to the world and help someone who might need it. And it's just the greatest feeling, and it balances you as an entrepreneur, someone who may feel stuck and, like, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you are making money and you feel stuck. Maybe you aren't. But the fact of the matter is, you have to try to accompany that with some kind of action of gratitude, I like to call it, where you are showing the universe you are gracious for all and anything it has in store for you. And of course, claim whatever you decide you want out of the universe. So I think that's three things. The last thing I would happen to say when it comes to getting unstuck is, you know, Maya Angelou has a quote that I love, and it is, nothing will work unless you do. And so the key is to just go. I think number four would just be go. Get up and go. Go to work. Go to the desk. Go to the sewing machine. Go to the printing lab. Go to the studio. Go and work. And that way, your feeling of being stuck will have already been challenged by your effort to get the job done. So I want to encourage you guys to please stay tuned to this Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I would like it to grow to be something big. I would like to interview other entrepreneurs, and I would like to, most importantly, be able to help some entrepreneur out there on different techniques and ways that they can improve their business. So if this helped you, please let me know. I also have a YouTube page you can like and subscribe. That'd be dope. I'm growing it and I could use the support. And if you like this podcast, please share it amongst your social media. Thank you very much for listening.